Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to reopen my claim.
Okay, may I have your social?
418-17-1071.
You said 418-170171?
1071.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
My name is Gary Taylor, date of birth 8383. My mother's maiden name is Taylor.
Okay. And you want to reopen your claim?
Yes, ma'am. I guess it's coming up a piece of paper in the mail or something. I guess I'm...
Okay, what did the paper say?
Like, I got a 10 classes or something. Let's get the surprise week extension.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 10.
The 10? Okay. Do you have a driver's license or state ID?
Yeah, I got an ID.
Can you verify that number for me?
Okay. It has a I-59-0103.
Okay, if you're approved for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Savings account is already on the file.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get that routing number and account number again.
Okay. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
My routing number is 262-083-881.
Okay, and what's your account number?
615-1961.
You said 615-1961?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back out to you. Your routing number is 262-083-881, and your account number is 615-1961. Okay, can you verify your mailing address for me?
121 Breaking Access Road, Target, Alabama. 351-2000.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address or is it the same?
Same.
Okay, has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-375-4076.
Okay. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Elizabeth Taylor? 18 to 22, 32 to 36, 41 to 45, or 56 to 60?
You said 56 to 60.
I asked 56 to 60.
56 to 60.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1175 Lee Road 136, 275 County Road 29, 6699 Ryan Road, or 89 Hollowsworth Street, or none of the above?
89 Hollowsworth.
Okay. Did you file for or see unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
October 17, 21.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have been able to work, yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself or own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't know. I don't own a business, nothing else.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for what, attending school or training?
Yeah, I'm ready to work.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
So you obtain work through a union?
Yeah, do I work for, yes.
Okay. Can you read that date on your registration card to make sure it's an up-to-date current date?
On what card? What is it for?
Or a union card. You have to read the date on that card so I can verify you're a current union member.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
I got my OSHA card right here. I got 8/1/21.
Okay.
It's an OSHA card.
Okay. What's your union hiring hall number and name?
559 Union Hall. Local union 559 Local.
Okay. What was the name of your last job, the one you do unemployment for?
D&Z. D&Z.
Okay. Do you have their phone number?
No, ma'am. I have not heard their number.
Okay. One moment. Sir, when did you first start this job?
I don't know. Back in September, so. September 21.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Wickenville, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working at this job?
Okay.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember your 4-digit PIN number?
8511.
Okay, I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Correctional System. Your correctional application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active correctional application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers and update your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, what did they do? They started me all back over. I was getting it.
I reopen your claim. It's the same process.
Oh, okay. So I have to get in the class and get the part where you're sitting and everything.
Yes, sir.
So I go to the class, sign up for class.
No, sir. You have to update your online resume. Go to your local career center. Just do a resume. If you haven't already did it, that's for the ones that haven't did it. If you already did it, then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so I had to reopen my claim.
No, sir, it's already reopened. You have to file your weekly certification on Sunday.
I know
that. I just reopened it.
So it'll close out, right?
Yes, sir.
So they said somebody gonna do like training, some classes. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, you will have to reach out to the inquiry department for that information. We're on the claims line. We just help you reopen your claim. Do you have the inquiry department number?
What number I'm looking for?
That number is 1-800.
Now who is this? What number is
that's this? The inquiry department about the letter that you received. You will have to reach out to them about that letter that you received. That number is 1-800-361-4524.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay.